This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the state-of-the-art new terminal building at Lokpriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati. The Prime Minister also unveiled the statue of former Assam Chief Minister Gopinath Bordoloi at the airport. Spread over nearly 1.4 lakh square meters, the new terminal building is designed to handle up to 1.3 crore passengers annually. Addressing a public gathering, the Prime Minister said the centre prioritises the Northeast under the Act East policy and Assam will become an engine for Viksit Bharat.
हमने एक्ट ईस्ट पॉलिसी के जरिए पूर्वोत्तर को प्राथमिकता दी और आज हम असम को भारत के ईस्टर्न गेटवे के रूप में उभरता देख रहे हैं. असम भारत को आसियान देशों से जोड़ने के लिए ब्रिज की भूमिका निभा रहा है. ये शुरुआत अभी बहुत आगे तक जाएगी और असम कई क्षेत्रों में विकसित भारत का इंजन बनेगा.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated two national highway projects worth around 3,200 crore rupees at Rana Ghat in Nadia district of West Bengal. The Prime Minister inaugurated the 66.7 kilometer long four-laning of the Barjaguli Krishnanagar section of National Highway 34 in Nadia. He also laid the foundation stone for the four-laning of the 17.6 kilometer long Barasat Barjaguli section of National Highway 34 in North 24 Parganas district. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has called for a whole-of-society approach to effectively combat obesity, which is one of the country's most pressing public health challenges. The minister made these remarks while addressing the inaugural session of the two-day Asia-Oceania Conference on Obesity in New Delhi. He also emphasized the need to use weight-reducing or anti-obesity drugs very judiciously. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has issued an advisory saying that a cyber campaign called Ghost Pairing is being used for hijacking WhatsApp accounts. The ministry said that the offenders or hijackers are exploiting WhatsApp's device linking feature to hijack accounts using pairing codes without authentication requirement. The ministry asked citizens not to click on suspicious links and never enter their phone number on external sites. It further urged people to check linked WhatsApp device settings regularly and to not fall for such traps. Metro train services have officially commenced operations in Bhopal, Madhya Pradesh. Union Minister for Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal Khattar and Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav jointly flagged off the first metro train from the Subhash Nagar metro station in the state capital. This initial 7-kilometer priority corridor stretch comprises 8 elevated metro stations, marking a significant milestone in the city's urban transport infrastructure. Delhi government has intensified its enforcement drive under GRAP Stage 4 to curb air pollution. Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa warned of strict action against polluting industries and construction sites. In a statement, the government said that a total of 612 non-compliant industries faced closure and over 1 lakh PUCC certificates were issued in 3 days. The Central Bureau of Investigation has arrested an army officer and a private person, Vinod Kumar, for allegedly accepting bribe of 3 lakh rupees from a Bangalore-based company. The CBI said that during the searches at the house of an army officer, Lieutenant Colonel Deepak Kumar Sharma in Delhi, it seized the bribe amount of 3 lakh rupees as well as cash amount of 2.23 crore rupees. The agency also recovered a cash amount of 10 lakh rupees along with other incriminating material from the house of accused Vinod Kumar at Sri Ganganagar in Rajasthan. India Meteorological Department has forecast snowfall over western Himalayan region for the next 3 days. IMD said that heavy snowfall is expected at isolated places over Jammu, Kashmir and Ladakh today. The Met Department has issued an orange alert for cold wave conditions to prevail over East Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand and Bihar today. The weather agency has also said that dense to very dense fog conditions are likely to prevail over Delhi, Uttarakhand, Haryana, Chandigarh, West Uttar Pradesh, North Madhya Pradesh and Bihar today. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on all stakeholders in Bangladesh to exercise restraint, reduce tensions and refrain from violence as the country moves toward parliamentary elections scheduled for February. And that is the end of this news bulletin.